Under Governor Walker's proposal, certain residents seeking unemployment benefits, food stamps, or Medicaid coverage would be tested for substance abuse. Those who fail could keep their benefits if they enrolled in taxpayer-funded treatment. State Representative Dale Coenga explained his support for the plan.
The problem with substance abuse is when you have these drug problems, you're a danger to the people around you. And most importantly, you're a danger to yourself. And so the reason we do that is not because we want to slap someone down and punish them and make their life miserable. The reason we do that is because we care.
Budget Committee Chairman Representative John Nygren said drug testing people on unemployment would help the state's economy.
We have 85,000 jobs that are on our Department of Workforce Development website that are going unfilled. This number hasn't gone down. It's gone up. So if we can't make some reforms that, as Representative Coenga said, that the general population supports when you're getting assistance from your friends and neighbors, I'm not sure that we're a compassionate society.
Details of the testing program, such as who would be tested and why, are unclear, according to Stephanie Mabry. She's an analyst with the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau.
Under the bill, it's not clear what mechanism would be used as a screen. However, the department is permitted to the authority to screen, request a waiver from the USDA to screen, and if indicated, test an individual for substance abuse.
Governor Walker has included $500,000 for the drug testing program in the first year, but Mabry says state policy analysts have no idea how much the program would actually cost.
There's not sufficient detail in this proposal for us to produce any sort of estimate related to it.
Democrats on the budget committee, including Representative Gordon Hintz, jumped on those uncertainties.
It's half-baked. It's not ready for prime time. The reality is there's way too many questions about functional administration, but, you know, even more so costs.
Democrats also noted the federal government does not allow states to add eligibility requirements such as drug testing to programs like Medicaid. Representative Chris Taylor warned the committee's GOP majority that Wisconsin is likely to face costly litigation over the proposal.
This is punitive. This is probably unconstitutional. And this is going to cost us money. It's not fiscally prudent.
Other budget items the Joint Finance Committee dealt with Tuesday included a proposal to raise the retirement age for elected officials. Republican Assemblyman Coenga said it was only fair.
We are simply going to treat elected officials just like every other state employee by changing the retirement age from 62 to 65.
The committee also approved Governor Walker's proposal to save more than $50 million by hiking state employees' health insurance deductibles and copays. Democratic Assemblyman Hintz blasted the idea, saying Republicans were attempting to balance the budget on the backs of state workers.
We should just have a separate motion with a huge bumper sticker that says, "Eat it, state employees," because that's really what we're doing here.
One other item the budget committee advanced along party lines would give $2,000 to state workers who opt out of their group health insurance coverage. The Fiscal Bureau said the opt-out plan could save taxpayers up to $18 million or cost them up to $4 million, depending on how many workers use the option. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.